4. Women's work in the mines, photograph 13. Following the coltan boom, many rural families have stopped working in the countryside in favor of small-scale mining, which has had a significant impact on the lives of the women in these communities. Firstly, in small-scale mining, women are often not allowed to work in the quarries, partly because of sexist prejudice, but also due to a biased interpretation of the law. They are, however, more involved in the work of cleaning, processing, and transporting the minerals, which consists of crushing stones, washing them in nearby streams to separate the valuable substances from the impurities, bagging them, and transporting them to nearby towns. The use of chemicals in the washing process not only harms the environment, but also causes serious damage to the workers' health. They also carry out dangerous transport work. Secondly, due to the scarcity of resources, boys' education in schools is prioritized, and many girls living in refugee camps are obliged to marry very young or are prostituted. As well as this, women's voices have not been taken into account in the mining certification processes, and since their launch, women have been requesting an integrated development plan that includes the representation of women's interests and needs.